I think I'm starting to become soft again. I think my heart is overpowering my mind. And it's all your fault. Do you know what time is now? Time is the seconds and the minutes that I count down until I get to see you. You have me off balance. I am being everything apart from logical and all. You are the one to blame. I think being near you is almost addictive. When you look at me, I start to blush. When you're around, I'm happier. And I mean so much more happier. I'm smiley and giddy. And I don't do giddy. Giddy is not me. Only is now. When you're around. How did you become so important? How did this happen? Nothing else matters in the world. There's nothing but you. When you're there, I smile for hours and hours, and all the heaviness that I always feel, all the weight I always bear just disappears. You know, you could tell me anything, and it would be music to my ears. This is a problem. This is a problem. I hate to admit it. But I think I might be in a bit of trouble. I think I might already like you. Oh no. I think when I noticed that you were so nice to my friends, that was the moment I should have started running. Because I decided that I already liked you right there. And then, when you always find a way to be closer to me, but not too close, I see that as a sign that maybe there's something there. Maybe there's something special. A connection between us. Maybe we see the world the exact same way. Maybe that could be the start of something really nice. Really nice. I don't do really nice. Really nice is how you get hurt. I think you are interesting. I think you have depth. I like that you're honest. I think it's refreshing and funny. I think that you are someone I wouldn't mind being trapped on a desert island with, and that is dangerous thinking. That is so dangerous. You know, sometimes when I'm tipsy, I think, maybe. But with you, oh, I can be stone cold sober and I still think maybe. I think more than maybe, and I like you. I like you when you're kind. I like you when you're complaining, when you're being grumpy. I like you. I like you because you make me feel so significant, because you see me. I like you because you see me for who I am, who I really am, and I haven't had that in such a long time. Now, I don't know if you feel the same way. I don't know if I'm reading everything completely wrong. I don't know if telling you that I like you is a really big mistake. I have no idea where this is going. I don't know if I'm going to see you tomorrow, next week, next year. I basically know bugger all. But what I do know, what I'm certain of, is that I have feelings for you right now. Maybe it will change in the future. Maybe this is just a fleeting moment of emotion. But in this moment, in this period of time, I'm positive that I really, really, really like you. And I want you to know that. I want you to know that I like you. I want you to look back and remember. Remember me. I want you to be a part of my history. I want to freeze this moment. Freeze the moment where I actually told you. I know that having feelings is dangerous. So, so dangerous. And I slammed that door for exactly that reason, but for you, oh, I will try to leave my doors slightly ajar. I will be open, be vulnerable. For you, I'll loosen up a little. And even though I'm not sure we'll turn out to be, well, anything, I'm still glad that you became a part of my story. No matter what happens, no matter what you say next, I am never going to regret liking you. That, oh darling, that I can promise you.